Welcome to the Experience Darden podcast. I'm your host, Brett Twitty, and you are listening to a new episode. This is an episode all about a podcast. That's right, a podcast episode on a podcast episode. Does that even make sense? Yes, it does. We recently caught up with two second-year students in our full-time MBA class of 2021, Eric Lindy and Harsha Gumagata, to talk about a podcast they recently launched called Third Coffee. They took us behind the scenes of the Third Coffee podcast, talk a little bit more about where the idea came from, the inspiration for the name, how they've come up with the guest list, and so much more. I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation. So without further ado, here is my interview with Eric Lindy and Harsha Gumagata. Harsha, Eric, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Brett.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Brett. Pleasure to be back once again.
I know. Emphasis on once again for you, Harsha, on a rocket ship. You were on the podcast, I think, within the last calendar year, and you're back again.
That is true.
A little bit of podcast history. I think you're one of our first ever student two-time guests here on the podcast. So congratulations.
Thank you. I'm going to wear that as a badge of honor. It feels good.
We're working on some sort of LinkedIn certification that you can put on your profile. But for now, just it's a good icebreaker when people ask for a fun fact. So, well, it's great to see both of you. I want to check in with you to see how you're doing before we really get into the meat of our conversation. Eric, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. You just alluded to it. I partnered with such a prestigious member of this community in Harsha. So doing well, but we're doing okay. I mean, I think the last spell of dreary weather has been tough, but honestly, I won't plug the podcast too much, but the podcast has helped just for the simple fact of, like, I know I get to see one of my best friends every day because we do basically work on this thing every day. So that sounds corny, but that's the truth. We're kind of lucky we've been working on this through like this gray winter.
Yeah, you're right. You have a podcast called Third Coffee. We're going to talk about that podcast. That is really the reason for our gathering here on this podcast today. So I'm looking forward to that. I've listened to your first episode with Yael. I think she can just go by one name, like Madonna or Prince. So Yael was your first guest. What a great start. So Harsha, how are you doing?
Doing all right. Same sentiment as Eric. I think there are some days when it's up, some days when it's down. Obviously, you know, we've all had a crazy 1 year. I think the first time we had this conversation, we were stepping into that year, and here we are, hopefully stepping out of it. So same sentiment, grateful that I'm healthy, just, you know, keeping the spirit high. Have about 3 months left with all of my close buddies. And like Eric said, it's just fun working with him and just sharing a bunch of thoughts with some of our friends. So that's all the focus is on right now. Everything else that is past. Can't really change that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your respective backgrounds, and then we'll get into the podcast and sort of the initial idea for it and all of that. But let's set the stage here. So Harsha, stick with you. I know you told the story once on the podcast, but for our new listeners who haven't had the good fortune of listening to your previous episode, tell us a little bit more about your background and what you did before coming to Darden.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm originally from India. I grew up in a city called Hyderabad, but worked predominantly in Bangalore. Worked in financial services and investment banking before coming to Darden. But while I was doing a bunch of banking, I've always had this passion for music and media. And that's pretty much what made me quit my job and decide, okay, how do I pursue this? At the time, you know, I knew that the music capital of the world was the United States. And I was like, okay, how do I get there? The MBA seemed like a great option for me to move to the US, and that's what brought me here. So things about me, I'm a big music nerd, love independent music, especially in India. I've worked there quite intimately with an organization called So Far Sounds, did a small stint at Spotify, and here I am trying to, you know, make my way in the media tech space.
So last time you were on the podcast, we asked you what you were listening to. I got to come back to that question right now. What are you listening to right now?
Oh, man. I am listening to this artist called Ibrahim Malouf. He is a trumpet player. I made Eric listen to that song a couple of weeks ago. Incredibly, incredibly talented musician. Crossover jazz, like, but sounds like an opera with like a huge string section behind him, like huge synths. That's the kind of music I'm listening to right now. It's just very uplifting, I'd say. I think that's the kind of mood that we're all in. So that music does help.
That's a great recommendation. I'll have to check that out. New artist for me. Every time we talk about this, I learn about something else. So, and I know y'all got into a little bit of music conversation with Yael. She's a big Depeche Mode fan. So I was expecting you to say, well, I've just been listening to exclusively Depeche Mode since that conversation. So Eric, how about you? Tell us a little bit more about your story and your background.
Well, mine is not as, I don't know, gloriously fueled by purpose as harsh as is. I'm jealous of his passion in that regard, but Harshy used to make fun of me of this actually, but apparently the first couple interactions I had with him, I just said that I worked in construction and all I would talk about was construction. So he still gives me crap about that. But I'm an engineer by trade. Construction was the most businessy way to kind of use that degree. So basically I worked in DC on million-billion-dollar infrastructure projects and did project management. So really Yael's course mixed in with some on-site field execution, which meant driving around in a truck and yelled at folks to get done the project on time and on budget. So if you didn't notice, I knew one course from Darden prior to coming here. I knew about one thing, and that was project management. So coming here is a godsend for me, kind of broadening my horizons.
So Eric, I want to stick with you. How did you decide to pursue an MBA? And ultimately, you know, what led you to Darden?
Yeah, let me think. So I had really considered it since undergrad when I kind of had the intuition that engineering was a great degree, but not exactly correct for me. And then I was having a lot of success at work in the construction industry. But this sounds simple, but really one day I just asked myself, would I be happy in my boss's shoes or even my boss's boss's shoes 5 or 10 years down the line? Because I was pretty sure I could attain those heights. But the answer to that question was no. So, you know, not everyone has the luxury to ask themselves that question, then ask for it and then act on it. I'm fortunate enough that I did. So worked. I won't curse on here, Brett, but worked hard, studied for the GMAT, kept grinding at work to get those promotions to spruce up my resume, and then went through the MBA application process.
We appreciate you keeping it clean on the Experience Darden podcast, yeah, Eric.
That's right. I got to clean out my construction mouth.
And well, I would say, you know, your story, you know, sort of thinking, you know, long term and sort of asking yourself those kind of big questions and that introspection and reflection, we think that's an important part of the MBA journey. As you are sort of contemplating your career, you should be thinking about these kinds of things. And for many people like you, they reach the conclusion of saying, you know, I think additional education will open the kinds of opportunities that I would be more excited about. So Harsha, how about for you? How long did you think about an MBA? What led you down this path? And ultimately, what brought you to Darden?
So actually, to answer that, maybe context on what I studied, I was also an engineer. So similar to Eric, I guess that's why we get along. But I went into banking straight after, so I kind of left that world behind and I was focusing a lot on the business side of things. So naturally, as I was thinking of what I wanted to do further, a few options presented themselves. Either I pursue that line of work and continue to climb up the ladder, or I try to switch. So when I started looking at what I could do, the MBA seemed like an obvious decision. And like I alluded to earlier, like coming to the US was one of my goals because of the industry that I wanted to break into. And so that primarily meant that looking for an MBA, looking for a good US business school, Darden was on top of that list. And I think one of the prime reasons why Darden, and this is probably reinforced a lot more over the last 1 year, is its emphasis on community. I know we speak a lot about it, but it is just incredible how rich and how important community is. And that was my primary reason for choosing a school. Number one, it has a small class size, and just the nature of, you know, how, you know, sections work, how Darden Cup works, how, you know, first years and second years help each other in what they try and do. And that kind of shows, especially in today's world, a lot of big companies have new positions which are called VP of Community. And it's a trend that started very recently, because with what's happening in the world right now, there's a larger emphasis on that. And I guess I couldn't have been better placed than here to start on that journey.
Eric, I want to come back to you. You had mentioned, you know, being an engineer, you'd done a fair amount of project management, but maybe you hadn't had as much exposure to the kinds of topics and subjects you would encounter in an MBA curriculum. How did you think about taking that step, and was there a learning curve for you?
Well, I'll say two things. Anyone that gets into this school is intellectually equipped to handle the coursework. The second thing is that if you're worried about the learning curve, I mean, Harsha mentioned it with community. There's no other place you're going to have as many people willing to help you. So if you do but fall behind on that curve for whatever reason, maybe you have other things going on in your life, you can bet your learning team, your professors, anyone you know well is gonna prop you up here. You know, this place, a lot of people in your employer help you, but Darden is truly the first place I've been where everyone's job, quote unquote, is, and their interest is in you succeeding.
Both of you have highlighted the fact that community is an important part of the MBA experience. I think one of the cool things is your podcast idea is kind of born out of one of the great community traditions here at the Darden School. Your podcast is called Third Coffee. I don't want to step on the story here a little bit as to how you got to the name Third Coffee. Eric, any context you would like to provide as to the reasons for that particular name?
Yes, and I will give all credit to Harsha here, but if I recall correctly, like this name's origin, it's happened one of two ways, and I can't quite remember. I think either Harsha either sent me a bunch of excited rambling texts at like 2 a.m. When I was asleep.
That is true.
He never sleeps. Either that or he called me first thing in the morning because he didn't want to bother me with texts in the middle of the night. But this was some sort of stroke of genius he had with the name. And he can explain it further from there.
All right,
well,
Harsha.
The origin was pretty simple. So I'll explain the tradition that this was based on. So at Darden, we have this tradition called First Coffee, where every day after the first class, which ends at, I think, 9:25, the whole school basically gathers in Saunders Hall and PepsiCo Forum and just has conversations over coffee. And this happens with professors, with faculty, with anyone in the Darden community, really. And we have a second coffee too, and that happens after the second class. And then we realize that experience is basically missing, right? Faculty here are known for their open door policy. People here are known to walk up to people in community and just have conversations. So we wanted to change that or bring that back. And there's this whole saying about the internet being the third place. And so my head went, wait, why? This is just third coffee in the third place. So we should just call it that. And maybe a side note, we initially wanted to call it professor, like just the word professor. But I'm kind of glad we didn't, because Third Coffee has an interesting origin story to it. And it's also not very, it doesn't like put us in a box, like it does expand stuff. So one of the other ideas was what we wanted the energy of the podcast to be like, which was, what would you sound like if you had your third cup of coffee for the day? High energy, you're jumping, it's like free-flowing conversation. So that's also inbuilt. So there's a lot of thought behind it, but not really. So it's fairly obvious, but it's also, I hope it also makes sense.
I like it. A lot of energies, creative name. Of course, it's tied to great Darden tradition. And you're right, it's been harder to get large groups of people together during this time. One of the things that I've enjoyed talking about here on the podcast is all the ways that the community has persisted in the face of COVID-19. So student organizations are still doing things. There's still been Darden Cup activities. We had Alex May on here not so long ago talking about Darden Cup and all the great planning that's been going on around that. And we had Zakiya Pierre come on and talk about all the things that clubs and organizations are doing. But you're right. You know, if you imagine a large crowd of people in PepsiCo Forum all having first coffee together, that's not easy to do right now. You just can't do it because of the health and safety guidelines. And so Third Coffee, inspired by a Darden tradition. And, you know, when you are choosing between fact and sort of myth, I think you print the myth. So the better story, I think, here is that you were late night brainstorming a 2 a.m. text message, that sort of thing. I'm just, you know, as you're shaping the narrative around the podcast.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, so you've got this podcast. It's called Third Coffee. Eric, how do you figure out which guests you want to invite on the podcast?
Well, we've actually struggled with this because we started writing down professors we wanted to interview, and then the list got a lot lengthier than we anticipated. but for us, I think the main goal of this podcast is to highlight the personality of the professors, because in the classroom, they're professors, of course, but they're also, the best of them are performers. And I mean that in the best sense of the word. Like, they're truly on stage performing. That keeps us engaged. That helps us learn the material better. So we really wanted to highlight the aspect of those professors. And then when we started making a list of them, we realized that like 75% of the professors we've had are that type of big personality. It seems like Darden attracts that very type of person. So we have a pretty large pipeline. It's just a matter of managing our time at this point.
It's not an uncommon problem for those of us running a Darden podcast.
Yeah, where right.
The list of invitees is, gosh, I feel like we could do a daily podcast and still never run out of people to talk to. There's so many interesting people here, certainly inclusive of the faculty. Harsha, I noted that you started with Yael, who is, as mentioned, one of those professors who can go by one name only, mm-hmm. one of those rare people who can go by one name only. How did you decide we want to start with Yael?
Oh man, this is a fun story. So I took the project management elective, and for my project, for that project management elective, we were supposed to chart out a plan for something that we wanted to do. And so Eric and I had been talking about this for a while, and I used this class with three of my buddies from school, Joel, Liz, and Rajat. So big shout out to them for helping me, and we basically mapped out this entire timeline of, you know, like, when do you reach out to professors? How long does it take for us to edit? Who's the bottleneck, et cetera, et cetera. And so then when we had to present the idea, instead of like presenting it in a traditional manner where we spoke over slides, we recorded a small podcast where I was interviewing the team who were advising me on how I should run my project. So that was how it started. And so Yael knew the idea. She was familiar with it. And then when we reached out to her and said, hey, you know about this, want to get started, would you be on our first episode? She said yes. So that's how it fell into place, I think.
So I listened to your first episode and I was struck by the diversity of questions. Also, you have segments. So you asked Yael about everything from music to, I believe there was a story about how she met her husband in a San Francisco coffee shop. There was a story about how she met Steven Tyler of Aerosmith fame in a coffee shop. There was a question about shoes, 3D printing. What do we mean when we talk about probability? I mean, they cover the waterfront. Eric, where do these questions come from?
Well, part of it's Yael's just excellent and can take those questions anywhere. But we do a little prep work up front. We won't lie. So we meet with the professors for 30 minutes. In this case, Harsha kind of already knew a bit about Yael in and out of the classroom. But we try to highlight, again, back to highlighting their personality. We try to briefly do a pre-interview with them to pick out things that we think might be of interest to anyone, prospective, current students, alumni, et cetera. Then this might be too far behind the scenes, but you know, we cut a 2-hour episode down into 45 minutes. So that Yael episode was filled with even more diamonds in the rough, but we only picked a couple, quite honestly.
Can I add something on how we also landed on Yael? So the outcome from the project that we did was basically that I had to allocate 200% headcount, so there needed to be two of me. But we didn't really have that problem because like Eric and I had been working on it for quite some time. So basically what ended up happening was that project laid itself perfectly for the two of us to work. So it was just a nice way to validate that we could actually go ahead and do this. I just thought I'd put that out there.
I appreciate that. And it's amazing to me. I mean, I really enjoyed the conversation. If people are looking for it, it's out there on Spotify. I really encourage you to follow the podcast, stay in touch, listen. But the idea that there is another hour and 15 minutes, I can't wait for the DVD box set for this, the Redux, where it's the full 2-hour interview, maybe bonus content for Patreon subscribers or something like that.
Yeah, we'd love if we could monetize it. No, yeah, to get to that point, I have to say we did an episode with Elliot that's to be released. Elliot Weiss, who's retiring after 34 years here. And that is one where we're really struggling to cut it down, because it was like a 2-hour testament to his time at Darden. It was a really nice memento, but those large audio files exist somewhere on Harsha and I's hard drives.
Well, it's good to know that they're out there. Harsha, last time you were on the podcast here, you were talking about essentially a live radio show you were hosting with members of the Darden faculty. Third Coffee is kind of a piece with that, in that at least you started with Darden faculty. I wonder, how has that experience been helpful to you as you think about Third Coffee?
The professional play is not still going, but I do want to bring it back. So hopefully in Q4, when my course load reduces a little bit and my responsibilities as a club leader also sort of, you know, fade out, I'll have more time. And so I do want to bring that back. It's obviously something that I love doing for the class, and I think the class also enjoyed it. So 100%. I think what I learned from there is pretty interesting. When Eric and I started talking about this first, the initial idea was going to be a professor and a headline. Like, that's where it started. And then, so obviously that transformed into Third Coffee now. But one thing that I did learn, and then we try to push this through in our podcast, is trying to get the professor to be a little vulnerable. Like, that brings out like really good content. I think one of the things that I had read somewhere on Twitter was, you want to measure podcasts by insights per minute. And so on Professor in a Playlist, it was basically insight after insight between every song. And so trying to get some of that back into, you know, Third Coffee has been, I mean, what I learned from there is what we've been trying to incorporate within Third Coffee. So I'd say that was like a nice first step to learn the ins and outs. And the last thing I'll say is just being able to build a relationship with a professor, even if it like just means a 30-minute conversation before, like just getting that ease of being able to strike a conversation right off the top is something that wouldn't necessarily come natural to me, but I guess it's been a work in progress, and that experience certainly helped.
Eric, a little bit of a pivot from some of the stuff we're talking about, but it's Third Coffee related. I wonder how working on this podcast has contributed to your overall Darden experience. It's probably given you access to some conversations that maybe you would have had as a student, maybe not completely.
Yeah, I think in retrospect, I wish I had reached out to professors more proactively in my first and beginning of second year, because I mean, case in point, we spent 2 hours with them. They're incredibly giving with their time. And look, I think we're both looking at it a little bit selfishly too, right? We have this conversation with them, and now I feel much more comfortable calling them 2 years down the line with a question. I feel like I have a mentor, mentors each time I finish one of these episodes with Harsha.
Absolutely. And, you know, Harsha, I wonder, you know, your professor in a playlist was a professor talking about, you know, songs that have been meaningful to them, sharing those insights. Obviously, you mentioned insights per minute and the importance of vulnerability. How do you get faculty to kind of open up that way? Perhaps they're already inclined to do that, but is it the nature of the questions that you're asking? Are you giving them instructions? Just curious.
I will let attribute a lot of that to just the nature of professors themselves. Like Eric said, they're incredibly giving, not with just their time, but what they want to share. So credit where credit's due. I think one of the things that we started to do right at the beginning is ask the professors if there was something that they did definitely want to talk about, even if it wasn't necessarily related to their research, which is what we talk about predominantly on the podcast. So something that matters to them, for example, is where they really, you know, open up and like show that vulnerability, or, you know, drop those gems, as Eric and I keep saying on the podcast. So I guess letting them speak about something that they really want to, I guess, was the key. And this is probably why we moved away from a professor and a headline, because that would mean that we restricted what they talk about to a headline and what happened in the real world, as opposed to what we do now, which is let's take their piece of research or their interest and then tie it back to the real world. And in that, there's more of a natural inclination to share more and be more passionate about it.
That is such an interesting thing. Plus, in that headline space, you'd have competition at least from Law and Order. So I don't know to the extent which they, I don't, they're not in the podcast game yet, but they're on TV all the time. So yeah. Eric, you got a conversation with Elliot. I wonder what's coming up for Third Coffee. I'm sure you're very much in the midst of recording. Do you feel comfortable sharing with listeners what's to come?
Yeah, I don't think it's not too confidential yet. I do briefly want to say, just if anyone wants to start, back to your prior question, Brett, brief aside, if anyone wants to start one of these things, number one, we picked topics that professors are passionate about, Harsha mentions, and they're just effusive when they talk about them. But number two, one of our first test runs went poorly because we basically said action and then looked for a 35-minute perfect take. Conversation was stilted. We were trying to be too articulate and it was awkward. I can't say enough how much, you know, discussing with the professor up front that this is 2 hours of free flowing content where you can be yourself and rest assured that we're going to edit or pull out salient bits. That just unlocks much better conversations. So that was a key learning for us. Now upcoming, I'm looking at Harsha. Hopefully I don't reveal too much. We have Bobby Parmar coming up, which I think will be great. Harsha and I both had him in class, so we have that rapport naturally. He's an ethics professor. So part of the goal of this podcast is to imbue it with a practical bent. And I think some of the ethical frameworks we learn at Darden are something we could probably apply every day and apply more in our lives. Then we have some longer range aspirations. We'd love to have Dean Beardsley on here once we build up a few episodes and have a definitive proof of concept. And then potentially the founders of Roback. We called it Third Coffee, so we don't have to have professors. Harsha threw out interviewing them as well, since they're seeing a lot of success now.
They've been busy during the pandemic.
That's right.
One of their face masks, not so recently, recently seen not so long ago on the state, inauguration ceremony. I believe former President George W. Bush was wearing one of their face masks. So
exactly,
kind of incredible. You know, a great Darden success story there. So Harsha, anything else you'd like to share about the guests that are upcoming or what's planned for Third Coffee?
I think before I jump into actually guests that are planned, I do want to, you know, thank Denny Kim, who taught us strategy,
yes.
Taught Eric
yes.
and I strategy in Core. We actually recorded our first episode with him, but Eric and I didn't really have the sound equipment there. We weren't fully equipped. So we chopped that up. We tried. We used our computer mics. It didn't sound great. So we didn't really put that out. But that doing that episode really like taught us how much we had to keep the conversation free flowing. Also made us realize how much we could actually edit. So big shout out to Denny. Thank you,
yes.
Denny, when you're
yes.
listening to this.
Thank you, Denny.
but we'll have Denny back again. So in terms of episodes, Yael's out. Go check that out. Sometime... I don't know when this will be released, but I'm pretty sure by the time this episode's released, Elena's episode would be out as well. Elena was episode 2. Elliot, like Eric said, is episode 3. Bobby will be episode 4. Right now, we're starting off with Darden professors. But once again, I think the idea is to try and see where we can go with this. So the idea is not just restricted to professors, maybe Roback founders, maybe other folks, maybe like professors from UVA potentially, and try to start branching out. Not sure where it'll go, but those are aspirations. But our focus right now is just getting an MVP out there, getting a proof of concept, getting the big people at Darden on the podcast before we start branching out. I don't know if that answers your question, but I don't want to make too many promises right now.
That's all right. You're just getting started building momentum, and that's great. I mean, fantastic. So Yael and Elena, both noted for their shoe collections, I believe, and maybe a little bit of chatter from Yael about her shoe collection vis-a-vis Elena's shoe collection. So that'll be interesting to hear
Yes, there's
that
definitely
passion.
some of that in there, 100%.
All right. Well, I wonder, so Eric, you were kind enough to share some tips for future podcasters, people who may be thinking about starting a podcast. It feels like that's a thing that people are absolutely doing these days. I wonder if you have just some tips or suggestions for students who may be considering Darden. Anything that you would suggest?
Yes. And I fully acknowledge this is abstract. It's hard to action. And I think it's one of the most tedious things to do, but it's that same work that I did before about introspection. Figure out what your weakness and strengths are. Figure out what you want to do with your life, if possible, prior to going to whatever MBA program. Because, MBA is the final reset button that you really have in your career generally. So when you press that button, make sure you know what you're doing. And time moves really fast once you get into an MBA program, a lot faster than you think. So having a sense of direction prior to coming here is really, really important. And that comes from spending time over the summer. If you have free time, that comes from spending time thinking about yourself and where you want to go.
I appreciate that and the emphasis on reflection, the important part of this whole process. Always encourage students to be focused and open. There is an element of serendipity to anybody's MBA journey, certainly. But the more in touch you are with what's important to you as you set off down this path, the better off you'll be because, gosh, you show up at an MBA program like Darden specifically, and there's just so much happening. There's so much going on, so much opportunity, and you can kind of feel pulled in a lot of directions sometimes. And so, knowing what's important to you, knowing what you'd like to get out of this particular experience is very, very helpful and can help students navigate through all of that. So, Harsha, how about for you? What tips do you have? Any suggestions for our listeners?
I think everything what Eric said was spot on. The one thing that I would probably add is knowing that your path is just your own. Like this is again, this might be a little philosophical, but there's a beautiful quote that I actually pulled up. I have it on my desk, and it says, "If you see the path in front of you, it's someone else's path." And that is, I mean, I value that a lot because what happens at business schools is you see everyone running towards a certain goal, you see everyone running towards, a certain aspiration. But going back to what Eric said, pause, reflect, is that truly what you want to do? It is easier said than done. Like I fall victim to that all the time, and Eric knows about this. But I think my advice to prospective students or like anyone who's considering an MBA program is like really question what you want to get out of that. And like you said, stay open. There is a certain level of serendipity to it, but at the same time, make sure that you're not being dragged away from that because of where the current's taking you against your will, but just try to make sure you're staying focused, I suppose. Yeah, that wasn't the best answer, but that's what I think.
We'll do philosophical. We'll do abstract here on the podcast. We always appreciate that. And a good quote, inspirational quote at that, we'll take it. Where can people find Third Coffee, Eric?
People can find Third Coffee on Harsha's absolute favorite company in the world, which is Spotify. We are working to get it on Apple Podcasts as well. This is sacrilegious, but I'm an Apple podcast listener typically. So we're working to get that on both platforms. As Harsha mentioned, new episodes coming soon. And you can also find those on the Admitted Student blog, Darden Facebook page, and hopefully more platforms soon.
All right. Well, thank you both for your time. Good luck. Always nice to meet fellow podcasters. And I'm hopeful you're able to get all your guests on the podcast. I know that takes a lot of legwork, the behind the scenes, all the emailing, and of course, all the planning that goes into these conversations. Y'all are off to a great start, off and running. I can't wait to hear episode 2. And, you know, please, you know, we'll have to have you back on the podcast again when y'all are famous podcasters out in the world.
We'll keep coming back to you for tips and tricks, Brett, because you're clearly a pro at this.
And that was my interview with Eric Lindy and Harsha Gumagata, two second-year students in our full-time MBA class of 2021. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we're all ears. We can be reached at Darden, that's D-A-R-D-E-N, at virginia.edu. Until next time, stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening.